Devon Funds Management. Greg Smith, morning to you.
Good morning to you, Mike.
Yeah, Central Bank Fiesta, as I was saying a couple of moments ago, 50 points from the B of E.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, they raised rates to 5%. So that's quite a surprise. It wasn't a surprise they raised them. That's the 13th consecutive increase. But, yeah, markets were sort of looking for a 25 bips rise. Yeah, really about inflation. I guess that's the familiar theme. Governor Andrew Bailey, he said they'll do whatever is necessary and it's just too high at the moment. So the same week, we've seen headline inflation in the UK coming at 8.7%, and that was against expectations of 8.4%. And core inflation, which they're particularly interested in, which strips out things like energy and food, that was 7.1% year-on-year in May. That was up from 6.8% in April. It's the highest since March 1992. So I suppose, Mike, you know, we're seeing inflation come down in a lot of countries, which is good, but yeah, not in the UK. They also pointed out the jobs market's very tight. Average weekly earnings, they surprised as well. They rose by 7.6% over the 3 months to April. And, of course, we've seen a lot of industrial action over the past year in the UK as well. Look, officials do expect inflation to fall over time, but just not quickly enough at the moment. They are walking a bit of a tightrope. There's been a lot in the UK press about the looming mortgage cliff, a lot of people rolling off low rates, mortgage availability tightening up. And what the Bank of England's saying is that's true, but just not enough people sort of come off those, you know, low rates to make a difference. So I'm sure that will at some point. Base rate in the UK, that's expected to hit 6% later this year. Mortgage rates are already there. As you point out, other central banks have been active. Yeah, we had Norway, we had the Swiss National Bank as well. And yeah, that Turkey one's interesting, isn't it? The old president there, he sort of goes against economic textbooks, but a bit of a U-turn now.
Okay, I was part of this, unfortunately, so I do apologise, but there seems to have been a bit of record spending overseas in May.
Yeah, that's right, and I'm about to be a part of it next week. So, yeah, we're all doing that, aren't we? We are listening a little bit. We're tightening our belts at home, but we're opening our wallets overseas. So these are Reserve Bank figures that showed that spending overseas on New Zealand-issued credit cards hit a new high for a May month, $605 million. Highest since August 19 overall, and reinforces what we know. Kiwis are heading overseas and we're spending accordingly. This compares, the 605 million compares with 436 million in May 22, 309 million in May 21, and if you look at May 2019, pre-pandemic, 552 million. So we're splashing offshore. Actual total credit card billings actually rose 530 million in May. Seasonally adjusted basis, they were lower, and they've actually been coming down over recent months. Also, perhaps a little bit worrying, Mike, as well, we're not paying down our balances to the extent we were during the pandemic. I guess high cost of living, higher rates and the like. A positive, total credit card limits have been coming down slightly, still $21.2 billion. That's down just 1% on a year ago. And you look at the weighted average interest rate we're paying on these cards, that's increased from 18.7% in March to 18.9% in April. So we're getting up to 20%. That's the highest since March 2009.
Why would you owe money on 20%, for goodness sake? What are the numbers?
So numbers here, we've got the Dow was actually up about an hour ago, but it's now down, slightly down 24 points, 33.926. S&P 500 up 0.1%, 4370. NASDAQ up 0.7%, 13.596. FTSE didn't react too well to that move by the Bank of England, down 0.8%, 7502. Nikkei down 0.9%, but still hovering around 33-year highs. ASX 200 resources were selling off there. It's had a good run recently, but the ASX 200 was down 1.6%, 7195. Gold down $18, 1926. Oil lower by $3. That'll help the deflationary story, 69 spot 39. Currency markets are a bit mixed. Kiwi down 0.4% against the US, 61 spot 79. Up slightly against the A-dollar, 91.47. Against sterling, 48.5, so it was slightly softer. NZ50 down 0.3%, 11.739, but hey, we're still up for the week.